USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia officials are launching an investigation into Cobb County and say they didn't follow proper procedures when matching signatures on Election Day. In a press conference on Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced his office will be conducting a probe on absentee voter signatures on ballots. A nor'easter was on target to slam parts of Mid-Atlantic and New England states starting Wednesday, bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and some coastal flooding. According to AccuWeather, the nor'easter was anticipated to bring more snow than all of last year's combined in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. Freezing rain and ice accumulations were also expected for parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
A communist Chinese spy in a congressman's house. Should we be worried? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us, they're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us, and then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment and then say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did, and I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet Nine, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.